I want to congratulate you guys, the FA Cup Committee, for the tremendous job you have done. But I want to talk about the performance of Hearts of Oak in the cup competition this year. How do you rate the performance of the club?
I think that it was a bit wishy-washy in the beginning. But of course, the team generally picked up in performance and in quality over time. And at the time that the team played in the semi-finals, I thought that the confidence level of the squad was quite high.
And my second question is that a lot of Hearts fans have complained about officiating this season. Can you help take away their fear in terms of fair officiating and all that?
I think that it's fair that people speak their mind. It's fair that people speak about the ills that they think exist in the system. But it's also fair for us to also admit that there are some very, very good referees in this country. I mean, 3 days ago, Ghana suffered in the hands of a South African referee. He wasn't a Ghanaian. What about that? I've seen top flight referees, Colina and co, making big, big bad calls. Okay. Now, what I want to say is that the 29th of October is an unmissable opportunity for the creme de la creme of Ghanaian officiating. Everybody wants to be seen, want to make mark, and want to stand up and be counted. So I'm sure that anybody who gets the opportunity to be part of this history will stand up and do a good job.
What are you expecting from Hearts fans? What role do you think we can play to make the final a success come the 29th?
Well, I'm expecting Hearts of Oak and Kotoa have the biggest following in this country. I'm expecting the Fobian family to come out in their numbers. I'm also expecting fans of Kumasi Asantiko to come out in their numbers to confirm what we've always assumed that it exists, to confirm the fact that they have the biggest following in this country, to create an unbelievable and unmissable football atmosphere internally for everybody to savor for a long time to come.
You've talked about the fans, the players. What message do you have for them, Hearts players, Kotoko players? What spectacle do you want them to create?
It's an unmissable opportunity. A time when 20,000 people will be in the arena to watch the live game. A time when 27 million people in this country will watch the game across 10 TV networks. A time that 53 African countries will all be behind the asset to watch the unmissable game. I mean, there's no better opportunity. There's no better platform that could be available to the players of the two teams like this one. And I'm sure that they will not be nervy. They'll go onto the pitch and make themselves proud.
Thank you very much.